Imposter syndrome. A psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. Hi. My name is Mali. Welcome to my corner of the internet. On this side, we embrace the good and the not so good days. We are a community that takes one day at a time. A safe space where authenticity and vulnerability is both encouraged and appreciated. We're happy to have you join us as we cruise through life. Before we even get into the episode, I just want to say I am not a licensed professional, and the content of this episode is based off of my own experience. No, don't take my word as Bible, okay? So welcome back. I know it has been a hot minute. With this episode, I don't really have any talking points. It's 1 a.m. I'm seated in bed and I'm recording a podcast episode. The past few weeks have been insane. I think that's majorly why I haven't been uploading episodes or even recording episodes. Let's just say I've been running from myself. And coming from someone who's got so comfortable being by myself, that's quite huge. And I actually just realized this because for the first time in a very long time, I've spent so much time around people and I hadn't really noticed that I was running from myself. I'm either talking to someone all day, all night, up until 3 in the morning. And from 3 in the morning to, let's say, around 6, 7, I'm scrolling through TikTok. During the day, I'm hanging out with my friends. I've just been literally running from myself, which is insane. But the reason I've been doing that has been to escape from my own thoughts. I just didn't want to be by myself. I just did not want to give myself time to think about everything that's been happening. You know, I had a conversation with one of my friends a few days ago, I'm not really sure. And was talking about the same thing. I was really, really in a very dark space. And we were having a conversation. I was just like, I just don't feel like I want an emotion in my life. I just don't feel like I want to achieve things. I just want to be where I'm at. I'm comfortable right here. You know, I just want to be at the same spot, you know. And how this came to be, you know how sometimes you see things happening in your life and you're like, oh shoot, this is about to happen. This very moment is preparing me for this. And I had a moment similar to that where everything, a lot was really happening and a lot was really coming into my life and there was really good coming in, but I just felt like I don't want it. And I remember I was by myself and I kept thinking to myself, I'm not the destination. I don't get the happily ever after. I don't get all these good things. I am simply the road that people travel on. You know, I'm the road that gets people to their destinations. I'm not the destination. Why is this happening? I don't want all these good things. Well, it's not like I won $1 million or something, but it was just like, for me at the time, it was just like things that I've really been anticipating to happen, things that I've really been preparing for. And I was just like, I don't really want this. I don't. It's not worth it. You know, I'm not deserving of any of it. I mean, just why me though? What's interesting is it's funny when I think about it, but I actually prayed about it, and I was not praying in the sense of, oh God, give me this. I was like, God, I don't want this. I don't. And that was the first time I actually was like, God, I just don't want any of this. I mean, I feel like, and at the time, I just kept telling myself, you know, getting all these things will change me, to make me a different person, it will make me want different things and whatnot, da 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 da. But I was just really scared, and I was just like, I don't want this. There was really a lot of good happening, and I was just like, I don't want this. Like, take it away. In where I'm at right now with nothing, just at home 24/7 doing nothing. Yeah, that's the dream. That's what I want. That's perfect for me. I don't want anything more. I just want to be by myself doing my own stuff. I don't want any of this. And what's interesting is I got this notification on my phone from my Bible app, and it was Numbers 13:20, and it said, "The Lord has blessed, I cannot change it." And I was like, well, since you clearly are telling me no, you will not change these blessings, you're still going to give me everything that I just told you I don't want. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to sabotage everything that I see happening. So where there was like a door opening for me, I will just be like there, just trying to close it again, just trying to shrink it and do all of these things. I was just being reckless. You know how as a child you just crush all your toys or just like play with bricks, and after you've created a castle and it just backfires, you destroy everything and crush it to the ground. That's what I was doing, and that's what in some ways I'm still doing, because there's that fear of like, once I get all these things, will things be the same? I'm afraid of growth because I know that in my growth, I will lose some and win some. And I've got so comfortable having all of these things around me that I just don't. The fear of the unknown is just has sent me to that space where I feel like I'm not enough. I don't deserve all these things. Where I'm at right now, I'm just so comfortable and I'm just so happy, and it feels great. It feels amazing. Why is this happening? Like, I don't want this, you know? And I don't know. Like, it's been crazy, you know? Just feeling like this bed is just so warm. I just don't want to step out and see what's out there anymore. Not literally. I know I said I'm seated on my bed, but I don't mean that literally. Yeah. It's been a crazy experience. I'm still sabotaging a lot of what's happening. Some I want to see flourish. Some, you know, there's days where I feel like, yes, I'm ready. I want this. I'm working hard for it. I worked hard for it. Or, you know, I saw this. I prayed for this. I'm excited. And then there's days where I'm like, okay, no thanks. I'm comfortable. Yeah, I'm good. Keep it. You know, you can just keep all of these things. I'm comfortable. I'm happy. You know, and oh God, it's just this never ending cycle. And it's insane. And what's interesting is that it's okay, not really interesting, is when you think you're out of the woods, you're reminded just how far in you are. You know, when you think today is going to be a good day or today is a good day, just something hits you and just reminds you it's really not. I don't really know what I'm doing half the time. It's been crazy. It's not been really, really interesting. It's been quite crazy. The one conversation that I had, because it materializes itself differently, It's not going to be like, oh yeah, I don't want all of this. Yes, it will be like the general feeling is I don't want any motion. I want to be the same place. I want to be in the same place that I am. I want to be in the same space. I want to be doing the same thing. But how it materializes itself is very weird and very different. Because I remember having this conversation with myself and I'm like, I don't want to be in relation with anyone at the moment. Why? Because I'm toxic, because I have a ton of issues, and because, and most importantly, like I said, I'm not the destination. I'm not the one who gets the happily ever after. I'm the one who is before your happily ever after. I'm the one who makes you realize all the bad things you've been doing and preparing you for your forever love. So that's how for me it materialized itself. And led me to quite a few not so bad, not so good decisions. But here we are. We move regardless. I think we just take it a day at a time. And I'm still learning. I'm still breathing. And I'm still pushing myself and reminding myself every single day that as I am enough, I am worthy, and I am deserving of everything that is happening in my life. I saw this post on Instagram by a licensed professional where she talked about some reminders for you when you have your impostorial, if that's even a word, when you have your moments. And the first thing she said was, when you're at the table, remember that you earned that seat. Remember that you worked so hard to get to that space, and remind yourself and treat yourself with so much grace and kindness because you earned it. She also said that it's okay for you to live a good life. It's okay for you to have good things because, like I said, you earned it, you deserve it, you're enough, you're worthy, and guilt will never make you feel any better. Enjoy the fruits of your labor, enjoy the fruits of your hard work. And it is normal. It's normal to look back and think, this is where I was, this is where I'm at. Because, that shouldn't be something that holds you back. Your past shouldn't be what makes you feel like you're not deserving of your present moment. Be present with yourself. The person you were yesterday and the person you are today are two different people. You put in the work, you have grown, you learned your lessons, you deserve everything that you've achieved. And when people say nice things to you, they say those nice things because they see something or they know something that you're not willing to see. Accept it, even though you might not believe it at the time. Just accept it with grace and kindness. And when one too many people say it a few times, it will become a part of who you are eventually. And I believe it gets easier as the days go by. I believe that this bridge or this storm, there's sunshine somewhere in the clouds, and we'll find it. I know, I believe that. It might feel like a never-ending cycle, but eventually, I know, and I believe that you will see it. You'll find it. You'll find your light. Yeah. I hope this episode resonated with you. I hope that you don't let any of those negative emotions win. Keep fighting. You're a light, and the world deserves your light. You deserve to shine your light. You have a story to tell. You have a journey to carve out. You have a path to carve in the universe, and it is worth every struggle. It is worth every tear. And although I know this will sound so cliche, but it might not make sense right now, but it will. It will. I know it will. I have a feeling it will. So, yeah. This is my 1 a.m. podcast. I hope it resonates with you. And, yeah. I'm not really sure what I said for the past 15 minutes. But I hope I spoke to you. I hope I spoke to someone today. And let's keep cruising through life. Let's keep showing kindness, being present, spreading love, and just being there for each other. And yeah, it will be better. It will be better. The sun will shine. I know it will. Yeah? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of CC. Please don't forget to share it with your friends, your family members, your colleagues, your co-workers, that guy on the street. Tell a friend to tell another friend, and another, and another. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for always being here. Thank you for sharing. And I will see you on the next episode. Love you. Spread love and light. Bye.